I can think of the people I know that walk in love, and I look at their cars. I remember I bought a 1986 Oldsmobile for my wife years ago, and it was about 3 years old when I bought it, and it had 50,000 miles on it, and it was a beautiful car. It looked like a brand new car. She just had a brand new set of tires put on it. She just had an air conditioning compressor replaced on it. Only had 50,000 miles on it, and she'd had two or three other things done to it, so it was really in good shape. And I bought that car. Now, the original compressor only run 50,000 miles. She had just had the brakes replaced on it at 50,000 miles. I bought the car. I drove the car another 150,000 miles and didn't do not one single thing to that car. Air conditioner never failed. Brakes never failed. I did have to put one set of tires on it. They lasted about 75,000, and then I put another set of tires. Why did that car run me so much better than it did the first woman? Because I wasn't under a curse. And I knew I wasn't under a curse. I was claiming the righteousness of God. And He was making my equipment last a lot longer. He'll do that for you. He'll make everything in your house, if you pray over everything and ask for wisdom, He will make everything last longer. Isn't that amazing? He will do that. So it says there, the message God delivered through angels has always proved true. And the people were punished for every violation of the law and every act of disobedience. I mean, the Word of God says it. They were punished. Yes, they were. 3 and 4. What makes us think that we can escape if we are indifferent to this great salvation that was announced by the Lord Jesus Himself? It was passed on to us by those who heard Him speak. Now, if those people of old didn't get by with anything wrong without getting punished, He says, what makes you think we're going to get by with it? You think we are?
No.
Not hardly. No, we're not. There's going to be something, and we will be punished if we do not walk in obedience to God's Word. Now, if you walk in obedience to His Word, I mean, His Word promises you some awesome things. I mean, awesome things, like that scripture Dave quoted, one of his favorite verses, John 15:7. If my words abide in you, and if you abide in me, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. The Lord really meant that. But you have to be a, like she said, a fruit-bearing Christian. You don't want to be one that gets cut off and thrown in the fire. There's only two kinds, those that bear fruit and those that get cut off and thrown in the fire. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not looking forward to the fire. Are you?
No.
No, I don't want to go to the fire. And God verified the message by signs and wonders and various miracles and by giving gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever He chooses to do so. So I'm going to tell you that I'm smart enough to know that all the miracles I've seen God do, He chose me to do what I do. This was not something... God chooses who He wants to. I mean, here I was, a Southern Baptist, raised in a Southern Baptist church, never saw a healing, never saw a miracle or nothing. In 1977, God spoke to me in an audible voice and told me what He wanted me to do. And then about every 2 years, He spoke to me again for 8 years there, and He brought my faith to a place that's absolutely astronomical. I mean, and by that, I know He's the one done that, but He called me to do it. And you know who is so grateful? Me. I am so grateful that I have been called to do these great things. Are you grateful too, Sharon? Yes, you are. See? In fact, I'll tell you a little story about Sharon. Here a while back, Sharon and I stopped in one morning there. I think it was for something for breakfast, or maybe it was noon. I don't remember what. Anyway, we were in the kitchen together. And I said, aren't you grateful that you met me so that you could get healed and you don't have to be sick? She said, you know, I ought to just reach out and slap you. I thought, what? You want to slap me? She said, yeah, if I hadn't met you, I could have already been in heaven with the Lord. I said, well, but think of all the blessings you would not have received that you're going to receive. I said, think of the count. I said, when I think about, of course, everybody at this ministry, but I think about the numbers that she's hung on the wall for the people she's prayed for, and the healing's a miracle. But that's everybody that works here. Every one of us at this ministry are building our rewards in heaven, are we not? Yes. And that goes along with that song. When you get there, what do you want to hear him say?
Well done.
Well done, faithful servant. Yes. And we definitely want to meet that criteria, do we not? Every one of us do. So it's amazing. But what makes us think we can escape if we are indifferent to this great salvation that was announced by the Lord Jesus himself? It was passed on to us by those who heard him speak. Now see, I'm still one of those, just like all pastors or all evangelists or whatever, today I'm still passing this message on. I mean, this gospel that I read in this book, I am passing it on just exactly like it's written, word for word, and I am standing on his word and seeing him confirm what I teach with various signs and miracles and wonders. And boy, that's something. When you see these signs and miracles and wonders of people, and when you really see, I love it. Just like the other day when in two different months we had an awesome miracle. One of them was standing right here and one of them standing right here. This one over here was first, a 13-year-old boy that his eyes, the retinas had never developed in his eyes, and he could not focus on any words. And when I found out that his mom and dad had been involved in sin before they got married, that brought a curse upon this little boy, and his mom and dad repented, and I claimed the redemption from the curse, broke the curse, commanded the demons that was messing with his eyes to leave, and asked the Father in Jesus' name to restore the little guy's eyes. I said, Lord, thank you. I said, son, say thank you, Jesus, for healing my eyes. He said, thank you, Jesus, for healing my eyes. And he said, wow, Mom, all those words just became perfectly clear on the wall. He was instantly healed, and his little eyes were perfect, and it happened just like that. And then a couple of months later, another young boy, same age, 13 years old, was standing on this side with his mom and dad, which were his adoptive mom and dad. His original mom and dad had been wild and druggies and whatever, and they had him out of just having fun. They wasn't wanting a child. They were just having sex. But he came into the world, and they didn't want him, so they gave him away. And this couple became a foster parent, and after a while, they fell in love with the little boy, so they just adopted him, and they kept him. Now he's 13, and they've led him to Christ and everything else. I said, son, your new mom and dad have total, complete custody and control over you. They're the spiritual head over you now, not your original parents. So since they're walking in obedience to God's word, I said, and you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're also redeemed from the curse. And I spoke that over him and commanded the spirits to leave. He was colorblind. He could only see light and dark. That's the only thing he could see. And I rebuked those spirits, commanded them to leave in the name of Jesus. I said, now thank you, Lord, for healing this boy. I said, son, say thank you, Jesus, for healing my eyes. He said, thank you, Lord, for healing my eyes. And then he said, wow. I said, what's wrong? He said, God is awesome. I said, son, what's wrong? He said, I see colors everywhere. He was just awestruck. I see colors. Then he said, God is so cool. I said, yes, God is cool, son. He's really cool. Don't you know that made the king happy when he was standing right there patting that boy on the back? Oh, and Jesus was right here. Thank you, Lord, for being right here. When I prayed that prayer for those two 13-year-olds, and then 2 months later, the mother sent us a beautiful letter and said, what a privilege it has been, that instantaneous miracle of our son being able to see colors. She said, what a privilege it's been the last couple of months to teach him all the beautiful colors that God has made. Because up until then, he could only see black and white, nothing else. Is our God an awesome God? He's an awesome God. You know, and I stand in awe to think that I was in church all those years and never saw anything like this ever. It's like Casey said, you get amongst a bunch of unbelievers and you don't see these kind of things. You got to be around folks that believe the word, Casey. You got to be around people that believe this book. And I believe this book. I don't care what anybody else tells me. I want to go by what the word says. You know, that's just like when I was on an airplane going to Virginia Beach here not too long ago. And I was sitting by a guy. And I got my Bible out and I'm reading, and he looked over and he said, "Oh, you read the Bible?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You read it a lot?" I said, "Oh, yeah, a lot." And he said, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "Well, I guess you could call me a pastor or an evangelist." I said, "I'm a teacher of God's Word." He said, "Well, what denomination are you associated with?" I said, "None. I'm non-denominational." He said, "Have you ever been associated with a denomination?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Which one?" I said, "The Baptist, Southern Baptist." Well, he said, "What'd you get out of it for?" I said, "Because they don't believe the Word." He said, "I'm a Southern Baptist. I just graduated from seminary, and that's not true. We believe every word of the Word of God." I said, "Well, son, let me find out." I said, "You say you have a Bible?" "Yes." I said, "Open it to Psalms 103, verse 1. Let's see. Let's go to Psalms 1. We'll come back here to verse 4, 5 and 6 in just a minute. But I want us to go to Psalms 103, verse 1 and 2. I want to see what it says. Psalms 103, verse 1. "Praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name." I said, "Do you believe that?" He said, "Of course I do." I said, "Do you do that very often?" He said, "Well, not too much." But I said, I guess I need to do that more." I said, "Yeah, you won't ever do that too much." "Praise the Lord. I tell myself and never forget the goodness He does for me." I said, "So let's see what it says. Go to the next verse. Verse 3. He forgives all of my sins." I said, "Stop right there. Do you believe that as a Baptist?" Well, he said, "Of course I do." I said, "You know, don't make any of how wicked the old boy is. You're in church. He's been out sleeping around with all kinds of different women. He's murdered three or four guys and everything else. And all of a sudden, he comes to your church, hears the gospel, and he comes down there, and you expect God to forgive that sin every time?" He said, "Guarantee He'll forgive him every time." I said, "Okay, I'm on the same page with you." I said, "Now read the rest of that verse. And heals all of my diseases." I said, "How many of your diseases?" He said, "All?" He said, "But you know, sometimes God don't heal." I said, "No, see, that's why I quit the Baptist." I said, "That book says all the time. If you repent of your sins, God will heal you every time. If you believe, once you get rid of sin and you step into the world of faith, I guarantee the King, if you trust Him, He will heal you."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled "Swimming in the Baptism of Fire," or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.